Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 148, recorded on Monday, August 22nd, 2016, and day 19 of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I am recording a little bit early today. It's a Monday. Charlotte is actually back at school. This is different places or different times. I know like people in Georgia have been back in school, I think, for a couple of weeks. But here in North Carolina, this week is required teacher work days. And then I think next Monday, the kids start. I know a little bit of information about what's going on with her, but I don't know if she's going to be talking about that today. So I will not be doing spoilers. I will let her have her info, but she is. So I'm just basically working at home by myself today. Standard Monday stuff. I figured I would get this out of the way a little bit early. Won't be a long one either. I ramble on. But I'm cognizant of the fact, and I'm both cognizant of the fact that if we stay short, it's easier for us to catch up, and I'm appreciative of the people who do stay short. So I'm going to try and be one of those people. So today I actually was listening to podcasts earlier. I've been trying to catch up. I'm still a few days behind. I was listening to one of Tabitha's podcasts, and I actually almost changed my topic for today. She was talking about marriage and her thoughts on it and interested in people who had been married longer, stuff like that. I think that's a good topic. I'll probably go to that tomorrow, as we're in a little bit different situation. Charlotte and I have been married longer, but not a lot longer. We've been married about a little over 3 years, and together for a couple years more than that. And I'll tell the story. I may have very well told it on here before. I've certainly had to tell. I've told this story many times. I haven't told it this year though. So things from other years of Dog Days don't count. You get to repeat. It's been a year. There's new people, blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell the story of how we knew each other and all that good stuff. So, and into the marriage thing. So we're not in the, married for 25 years stuff, even though we're old enough to have been married that long. We're relatively new, but we've gotten past the very beginnings. So I thought that would be an interesting counterpoint to if you get somebody else who's been married for 20 years. So I think I'll work on that tomorrow. But today I decided I would go ahead and finish up. It's nothing crazy. But finish up this scanner kind of review discussion that I wanted to have. Although one thing to note really quickly here is that during the day yesterday, I was billing bird feeders, blah, blah, blah. And I've been terrible this year and not done a good job with our hummingbird feeders. They were filled once and then that stuff goes icky pretty quickly and the birds are not interested in it anymore. But at the bird store that I go to pretty regularly, they offered me a free sample of this stuff. It's a little micronutrient of some sort that you put into your feeder as you're pouring it into your sugar water, as you're pouring it into the feeder, and it apparently keeps it for weeks, like good inside the feeder. It'll go cloudy when it's no good anymore. So you'll be able to tell. So I had been meaning to for a few days, and I finally cleaned out all the feeders, redid some new nectar yesterday and got them out, and they have definitely already found them. In fact, that part of the reason that reminded me of it yesterday is I saw one land on the feeder and not like it and take off. Good news is there are other feeders. My father-in-law across the street, he has more hummingbird feeders than I do. He has like six. So they're not starving, and that's right across the street. But they are already happy, and they're already fighting over the feeder that's right in front of the window that I can see now. So I'm sure they're also using the other one. It's at the edge of the house. I can't see it from where I'm sitting. But they have found them, and they like them, and they're fighting over them because that's what hummingbirds do. Little male hummingbirds are aggressive little dudes. They will fight over a feeder. So I'm glad they're doing well. And so on to the scanner. So I have been a scanner proponent forever. I meant to do a little bit of background work for the podcast. I started with scanners. There was a scanner back in the like early to mid 90s, probably mid 90s. It's a little white thing. You could sit it right in front of your monitor and run paper through it. Scan. No, that's the new one. ProScan. I don't remember the name of that thing, but I had one of those for years, and there was software that came with it. You know, you could do stuff, but you know, OCR back then was non-existent. Really, all you were doing was at least getting a digital copy of these paper things. And it was because it was kind of a little roller shaped scanner, and you set it right there and it would just push the paper in and it would scan right through. It was fairly convenient. I actually, not only did I have one, I kind of advanced the company I was working for at the time. They saw me using it and actually bought some of them for some of the VPs that worked in the same area that I did. Because I kind of was like a digital evangelist sort of person back then. It was like very early internet, and I was encouraging people to use it and building little simple websites for us to do like reporting off of some of our databases and things like that. And it was kind of part of my job. Since then, I've gone through several other scanners, the little hand ones you can just scrape over everything, various things. I love the notion of like paperlessness, but I've never got too far into it. Just either something was always awry. You know, I had the, you know, many of the 3-in-1, you know, printer copy your scanner things, but that, you know, you've got this situation where you got to get it over there. And in one of the 3-in-1 type deals, you know, you're using unless you've got a fairly expensive one with a paper feed, you know, you're putting one page in at a time and you're pushing it and then where's it going and blah, 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 all that. I had heard of some pretty high, in fact, I think the first time I heard, I read a Boing Boing article where they were talking about this amazing Fujitsu scanner called a ScanSnap. And this was 7 or 8 years ago, probably. And I looked at it and I was like, ooh, that is not a cheap thing. Let it go by, even though they said, this is the thing that will make you paperless. And then a couple of years ago, one of the podcasts I listened to, a guy named Marco Arment, currently he's on Accidental Tech Podcast, but this was his previous show on 5x5, which I don't even remember the name of it now. But he mentioned the same scanner, a ScanSnap, probably a different version. And I have, as I've seen his review on it, he also reviewed it on his website. I think I've got one newer version than him. But he started talking about it, and I listened, you know, he was on his podcast, so he talked about it for a bit. And I was intrigued, and I finally just broke down, I think it was 2 springs ago, and pulled the trigger on the current version of that, which at the time was the Fujitsu IX500 ScanSnap. Now, this is not a cheap scanner. This, for example, on Amazon right now, this thing is $418.99. It's not cheap. This is not a, you know, you pick it up, you know, on a lark sort of thing. But even at the beginning, when I first got it, semi-changed my world. And then recently, with some software updates and decisions that I made, it has completely changed my world. It is friggin' amazing. These scanners, these are for real. These are, you can put, you know, a stack of 20 documents in it, and basically they just, you know, a page takes a second or less. So 20 documents takes about 20 seconds through the scanner. The original way I was using it, it has Wi-Fi and it has a USB connection. And I was originally using it pretty similarly to how I've used other scanners. Connected via USB, I would plug it in when I decided to use it. Run a bunch of things through. It has a set of software, you know, that picks it up. It has specialty software if you want to like run business cards through, that'll, you know, put them into a business contact database. You have the capability of doing, it would bring things up on the screen. You could, you know, take out pages, because this is a dual-sided, it's two-sided scanner. So it scans front and back. Occasionally the back of something that is blank will either, even just like a hard crease in it can show up as something. And it intelligently takes out the backsides if it doesn't think there's anything on it. On the other hand, if it has any question, it includes it, because you don't want to lose a page. So you can go through and take out, you know, the backs that shouldn't be in there, yada, yada, and then save them to wherever. So I had this process of going through, picking all that stuff up, doing some edits. And then eventually, every so often, I would go through the additional step of uploading it to Google Drive. And remember at the time if I was doing OCR locally or if I was letting the Google Drive OCR work. But I went through that process for until about 2 months ago, so a little over a year. And about I think at the beginning of this year, they came up, and that worked and much faster, much easier. I had scanned a boatload of stuff that I would have never scanned before. I scan like, you know, when we get a new appliance or something, I just strip the edge off the manual and just run that thing through there, get those scanned so I can keep them forever. You can find manuals online most of the time now, but I figure if I've got it, I might as well scan it because it does not take any time. But the process of getting it into Google Drive and stuff like that was still kind of a batch thing that I would only do periodically because there was a little bit of overhead there. About, like I said, I think at the beginning of this year or so, they started talking about something called Scan Cloud, I think it's called, a new piece of software that they had. And I shied away from it for a while, and then I kept thinking about it and looking at it. And basically what it does, since this scanner is Wi-Fi capable, they updated the firmware in it so that instead of scanning, you have a piece of companion software on your computer now, but really all you're using that for is to set settings in the scanner for what it's going to do. You're not plugging in your computer. You can also, in the older version, you could also wire. You didn't have to plug in via USB. You could wirelessly chunk it over to your computer. It's a little slower, which is why I didn't do that. But now your computer doesn't have to be on. You're not using your computer for anything except for doing some settings and stuff. And the way I have mine set up now is literally it sits on my desk. It's right next to, still next to my computer. I open it up. Here a little, you know, that's the scanner. At this point, it is on and active, and it's on the Wi-Fi. And okay, it's now ready to do a cloud scan. What I do is just drop the stuff in. It runs through there, you know, because there's a page here just to hear this page that doesn't have a sticker on it. No, of course not. Doesn't matter. Here, that's two pages. This is a, oh, that sounded horrible, I'm sure. Sorry. But this is a two-page scan. Button. Those two pages are scanned. What happens now is they go up to a Fujitsu website, which analyzes them. And you can have it settings so that, for example, photos are identified and they go to one place. And it's already ready for another scan. If you wanted to scan a different document, it's already done. It's back to where it needs to be. You can do settings so that like photos go to one place and business cards go to another place. I just have everything set to go to Google Drive. So it scans everything. It goes up through this Fujitsu cloud where they keep a copy. You can keep copies there forever. I think I have mine set to delete from there because I don't need them in case. So occasionally one scan out of 100 or 150, like something hangs up a little bit and you have to go and poke it in that cloud system. And then they do OCR it and then they push it over to Google Drive for me. That's how I have it set up there. They've got a lot of different options, but so those documents are already in my Google Drive scan. I've got a scan folder. I've shared that with Charlotte. We both scan things and just put them up there and it's amazing. I mean, there's a, you know, the issue with Fujitsu having copies of my stuff. I am well aware of all the potential security ramifications. But at this point, I decided most of the things that I am scanning like this, even if they're personal, they're not, you know, if somebody came into the house and, you know, found it, it's not the end of the world. You know, I just basically made the decision that this is doing such a good job of getting me into the paperless mode that it's worth it. It is amazing. It is not, you know, it is not an insignificant investment, but this scanner combined with this software, I mean, you can use it in whatever various ways you want to, but with this software, it just makes scanning almost anything that comes into the house completely trivial. Once I got the cloud stuff set up, and Charlotte was like watching me use it and stuff. She actually pulled out a folder of, or a photo album. She pulled out a photo album that she had been thinking about scanning for a while, but now she realized that she could just scan it straight up there. She actually did it three or four weeks ago when I was in Atlanta, and I could sit and see the Google Drive shared folder, and I would just watch like new new files pop into it. They come in the way I'm doing it. I've got the software set where it's not really doing a analysis of what type of document it is. The photos come into the Google Drive folder as PDFs. They still look completely fine. I have printed them. They look fine. There are PDF to JPEG conversion tools. And I think like if I had gone through and said, analyze them and put photos, even if I had told it to put photos into Google Drive or into Google Photos or something, my guess is that they would be JPEGs, but it's fine. We're mainly just trying to get the copies and everything. And so that's the important part. So that's it. This is, if you have any questions about it, there might even be people on here that have one. I'm not sure how many people I've heard talk about the scanner, but to me, these Fujitsu Scan Snaps, they are, you know, they're an investment, but they are amazing. So if you have any questions about them, feel free to let me know. It's a crazy cool scanner. Paperless. Tell your friends. So that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for today. And I still can't get it under 16. God damn it. Sorry, I ramble. You can find me at Kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. On Twitter, I am Kenzoid. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. And anything else you can find at kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported, and we'll probably talk about marriage tomorrow. So thanks.